from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are talking Pirates baseball to begin today's show, even though they are out of it. Their season is essentially over with still a quarter of the season to go. It would be like the Steelers being mathematically eliminated with five games left after 12 games. It would be like the Penguins being out with around Valentine's Day or around March 1st. I mean, this is where we're at with the Pirates, but the losing streak has gotten to double digits, and I think fans are fired up and fed up, and I want to allow for them to vent and hear some of our thoughts on it to begin today's show. Malzi's here. Donnie's here as well. Shelton, it sounds like he's finally no longer in denial about his team. I guess the first step of recovery is admitting that there's a problem. It took the team losing 10 in a row and getting down 8-0 yesterday for him to say, oh, I think we finally played a bad game. Who are you? Like, what are you? I understand as a manager that you can't get too high, you can't get too low.
But now would be the time to probably have been getting a little bit low on your team and using the whip here a little
bit,
like you're a jockey.
You've lost a game because your shortstop made three errors. You've lost multiple games because your setup man sucked so badly that he chopped his hair off and then you had to manufacture an injury. You had a closer blow up. You had a game that you lost. He's saying they haven't had a bad game. They lost a game 6-0 during this streak when the other team's ace was removed from the game because of a water drainage problem in the outfield. And you got to face their bullpen for 8 innings. You got shut out and you had an inning where 3 balls went off gloves and weren't caught. What is he talking about? This is their first bad game. Mitch Keller is the blind deaf kid that the Who sang about. They would have loved him because he's been a pinball machine lit up over and over again here his last two starts. First bad game. We've had games where guys haven't hustled out of the box. Rowdy Tellez and O'Neill Cruz.
It has been.
And now he says they finally have had a bad game, Chris.
He's in denial. It's not just a river in Egypt, Pony. He's been in denial. He has been one of the root causes for this stretch of bad play and
bad
games.
Yeah, he had a bad game. He had at least one bad game against Arizona.
Well, I just think his general handling of the bullpen has been bad. You could argue that there haven't been many good options at times for him, but I don't think he's pressed the right buttons, even if there haven't been many to press. He again strikes the chord to me, or strikes the tone to me, of a guy who, for the majority of his tenure as Pirates manager, has been managing a very bad baseball team with very, very, very little talent, like much worse than what they have this year, which isn't that good to begin with. And he has mainly had to try to keep morale up, like you would almost with a team of T-ballers who are overmatched within their own league. And I don't think, in terms of how he's managed the games, that he has risen to the occasion, obviously, during a real crucial stretch of honest-to-God playoff race baseball. And then after these games, I think he has handled these guys with kid gloves to an embarrassing degree. What, to whatever degree you think that those post-game pressers matter, Pony, like what purpose they serve, like he's going to meet with the press, he's going to give a quote, he's going to give quotes, you know, fill out stories. The most tangible, I think, thing that those things do is super serve the fans in some ways. Occasionally you'll get a real answer as to why something happened the way that it did. But otherwise, people want to see either a lot of good vibes when things are going well, or when things are going poorly, they want you as in the capacity of manager to sound ticked off. And he really hasn't.
He's been very defensive this whole time. I don't even need ticked off. I just need him being aware of the fact that his team has played lousy baseball. When you say we have to stick together, when you start saying those things, it makes me think that you're concerned. Guys aren't really doing that, so you need to use the media to prod them and cajole them and talk them into staying together. If you weren't concerned about that, you wouldn't bring it up. You wouldn't even mention it. You made the T-ball analogy. I wasn't even thinking about it that way, but that's a good point. If his primary task is still, you are a guy in charge of a team that is on the up and up. It is not ready yet, but you are trying to get to that point where you can be a contender. Mm-hmm. Part and parcel with that is taking young players and making them better. I've got a list of position players here. Key Brian Hayes, Nick Gonzalez, Jared Triolo, Henry Davis, Jack Sawinski. I'll throw Joey Bart in there. They've hit on two? Gonzalez and Bart?
And Gonzalez, I think, is a partial hit right now. He hasn't been that good. He just felt good, like as a player by comparison to what they have.
Hayes averages one extra base hit a month. He hit his home run when they were down 4-0 in LA, so he's met his quota for August. Triolo, who they raved about as an all-around player, is batting under 200. Davis is in Indianapolis. Sawinski's in Indianapolis, and he sucks down there. So, like, if you're not even grading him by wins and losses, how about, do we have the core? Do we have the makings of a really good team? How are these young players coming along? He's not even succeeding at that, Chris. You know, that's why I'm calling for it right now. I'm calling for this right now, this session that I have. Adjourned means that it's over. What does when you call a session?
Called to order.
Called to order. This is an emergency session to break down the Pirates' problems.
This is a Pirates' emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt. They cannot run hard to first base. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Yes. I think I know that voice.
Yeah.
At first I thought you tried to do like an AI thing, but the voice was too good. Is that Samantha McGill?
I'm not going to say who it is. That's the Pirates emergency response system right there.
Can you play that one more time for me?
This is a Pirates emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt. They cannot run hard to first base. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Donnie, did you take any issue with the emergency system's
It started
warning?
Too late. You put it out there too late. You put out the tornado warning after the town already got leveled here. What are you doing?
That's what Shelton is saying. Shelton said that this is their first bad game.
I don't care. He was also not prepared.
I'm saying Shelton
finally. Hey, guys, flood watches. People are sitting on their roofs.
I'm saying Shelton finally pressed the button on it.
I think next time it needs to be like one of the EAS alerts that pop up.
Oh,
and
no.
We get them about seven times a show.
Oh, well, I have to tell you about that.
I heard one interrupted a very good and compelling back and forth you were having with a caller.
You think playing music would get you in hot water? You try to mimic that EAS.
Oh, yeah, you can't mimic. Oh, boy. Yeah, oh, no, no, no. You get
fines,
fired.
Fines everywhere. There's fines if that happens, buddy.
No. I mean, you should just play it like 7 times during the show at random points during conversation.
Oh, I got you.
This is a Pirates emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt.
Like
they
bunts.
Cannot run hard like to first base.
There.
Malfunction. Malfunction.
Very good robot voice.
Yes, it's all malfunctioning
voice.
Right now.
Yeah, you're calling for the Pirates emergency alert system, whatever you want to call it. I guess we can't even call it that, the emergency Pirates system. You're calling for it about 10 games too late, pal, or 5 games too late. I think you chop this losing streak in half, you feel like they're still within shouting distance. Not anymore, pal. No way. They're done. And it's just, you know what? Like, I just hate the idea that you have to say something out loud like these guys got to stick together, because as you said, you only say that as a manager if you have started to notice that the connective tissue is rupturing here, is ripping apart.
We played our first bad game. The first 2 games of this series, you scored 1 combined run.
I know.
What is he talking about?
Like, yeah, doesn't...
First bad game.
Wait, so does he only think... This is a serious question. Does he only think that bad baseball is baseball where you look like the Bad News Bears? I understand, like, if I'm talking about, like, my 9- and 10-year-old team, the first years of kid pitch, if you get shut out 3-0 but you literally don't make errors, your coach probably would say, you guys played a very sound game, because everyone's 9 and 10. Part of playing good baseball games is, I don't know, scoring runs, getting hits. I'm not even talking about situational hitting. Hit the ball over the fence. Hit the ball off the wall. So if he was a golf coach and a guy shot like a 77 and there were no blow-up holes, he just made like 6 bogeys and no pars, or in no birdies. And that wasn't a bad round, just had a thing here or there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.